The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 20th of December 2017. All as I want for Christmas, here's my Christmas list. I want a new government. Based on the Constitution. That's all I want. I have Don Wiskin with me this afternoon. Hello, Don. You got him? Well, we should have him. So in the meantime, this is very good news. Today, District Court Judge Gloria Navarro dismissed the jurors after 7 weeks of testimony on charges brought against Clive and Bundy, his sons Ammon, Ryan Bundy, and Ryan Payne. It is over, and I'll get into that in a little bit. Do I have Don Wiskin now?
You do have Don Wiskin now.
How you doing, Don Wiskin?
I'm doing very well. We're coming up on the holiday season.
And for me, that's not such a big deal. I'm bah humbugging it. I've done that for the last three Christmas seasons. I just wanted to go bye-bye.
Yeah, well, I bah hug it all my life. But, I have no children, just the wife. Nothing special happens. We don't even have a tree up, so... Yeah, but it's still a holiday.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Hey, what is exciting going on with Extendivite? How many more lives did we save out there?
Oh, goodness. It looks like we're saving all kinds of lives. People are telling their friends about it, and that's a really good thing. It seems to be growing steadily.
Well, and you know what? That's the best advertising in the world. I've seen advertising campaigns, multi-million dollar ad campaigns, the best advertising you can get. And that has a reverse to it as well, Don. You screw somebody over, they'll tell 100 people. If you do somebody good, they might tell a couple. But it's those that they tell that is the fertile for, you've got what? I'll try that. Based upon a friend or a relative's recommendation.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes people tell their friends about it, and their friends just kind of, oh, you're kidding.
Roll their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I have friends that have been very sick, and they wouldn't take my stuff. And I have a next-door neighbor who had a valve replacement, a heart valve, where, you know, I tried to tell him a heart valve deteriorating is due to a virus, and the Extendivite could maybe kill that virus and you wouldn't have to have a heart valve replaced in 6 months. At least that's what's happened to a bunch of people that have told us that, but, you know, they just don't listen.
Hey, how good are you with turning volume down on your end? You're overdriving. Microphone volume.
I don't think I have a microphone volume.
Yeah, just move the mic away from your mouth.
Oh, I can go like that. How's that?
I don't know. Keep talking.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you until I find out that the microphone boom is far enough away from my mouth.
That's better. Yeah, I can work with that.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this thing, and all I can do is turn up the volume of you into my ear and hit the mute button.
You know, you guys that aren't into the tech stuff, you know, many people find this amazing. I'm not either. I hate technology. I went to school for electronic engineering, and I hate the field. Just give me something that works, that gives me an on and off button and a volume button.
But you've surrounded yourself with good people, and that's what counts.
It's like anything else in life. I mean, you can chart your own course, but unless your shipmates make it happen, you're on the rocks. You're on the reef. Well, the issue here with people's health, I think a lot of people, they really don't take this seriously. That somehow if they go to the bathroom regularly and they don't eat too much junk, and yeah, if they exercise maybe a little bit, you know, they'll depend on the genes of the family. And I, you know, people I think are missing the point here, Don, of what a wonderful little self-contained machine that carries this thing around in our basket upstairs called a brain basket, how really unique this is and how it has the ability to repair itself and keep itself in good order. Only if things are, how would you describe this to somebody?
It's really hard to describe it to somebody. You know, how do you say to somebody, you know, they found that they've done some test and they found that if they use an ultrasound on the neck, they could open up the blood-brain barrier and allow the plaque in the brain to drip out so you don't get Alzheimer's. You know, it's really hard to explain something like that to people, you know, whereas the Extendivite could possibly open that valve and clean those toxins out for you on a regular daily basis and maybe prevent a lot of problems. You know, ginkgo is good for the heart and brain, getting more oxygen where it's required. So
You know, the last thing that I want to do is spend the last years of my life not knowing who the hell I am.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know. It doesn't matter.
Does that mean I get to watch all the old movies I really liked and it'd be like watching them anew again?
Yeah, probably. But, you know, I've actually seen people with Alzheimer's, and we probably all have. And sometimes they look very confused and very lost. Yeah. And that's certainly not a way to be with your, you know, your mind partially working.
No.
It's nice to be able to go to bed one night and not get up the next morning, and you're 98 years old and you're glad to be on the other side.
Well, and the warning signs are there, folks. I mean, we have a lot of people that listen to this program that are up in their years. I just had an 85-year-old call me yesterday. He sounds like he's intact. And, you know, the best you can hope for is trying to hold back the hands of the aging clock. And a lot of things start to go wrong when you get older. But if you keep the regular functionary stuff optimized as best you can, then it's up to your body to do the rest. And, you know, how many people, you know, I'm sure if I read down this list and people are doing their own little checklist, how about high blood pressure? How about high cholesterol? How about you go to bed at night, you wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning, and your legs are literally aching. How about you have cold hands and cold feet? You can never warm them up. These are all indicators of circulatory problems, and there's no self-fixing mechanism out there, Don, to fix that. The best you can do is optimize it, and then good things follow. But people have to understand that there's something they can do about this. There is real benefit with just not getting rid of cold hands and cold feet, but returning your circulation. You know, if you don't think that cold hands and cold feet is due to poor blood circulation, what do you think your brain's doing right now? And they got, what, super tiny little capillaries and blood that's supposed to go through your brain to keep it oxygenated, and what if that's shut down? What if that is severely restricted? Do you think maybe that might affect you? You know, there's a ton of stuff here. And you know, to be honest with you, Don, I don't know how to do a test study because I've been taking Extendivite now for a couple of years on a regular basis. I never miss it. Now if I do, I feel guilty and I make up for it. But I don't know where I'd be right now. I've been under a lot of stress and strain for the last 3-4 years. And I don't know where I'd be if I wasn't taking Extendivite, you know, just to keep things optimized.
Yeah, a lot of those things you mentioned, John, are silent killers like blood pressure and cholesterol. You don't really, they have no symptoms. You don't know what it is. You just start moving slower, but you think that's normal. But, you know, when it gets to you, I mean, I don't know where you would be today, except I'm glad you're where you are. I'm glad you've been taking Extendivite off and on for a few years, but regularly for the last couple. But, you know, you're here, you're talking to me, and that makes me really happy. At least you're not like half the people over 65 in England that take at least 5 different pills a day. And in 1990, that was only 12%. Today, it's over 47%.
You know, and Don, I can see people. I mean, it's almost like you have a special gift now. You can look at people and you just know they are not in good health. You know, you look at their skin color and it's ashen. You know, you look the way they ambulate. They don't really move. They just kind of, they're like ambulatory. They're just shuffling around. I don't think anybody wants to hit that stage. And once you hit that stage that your body is just shutting down and it's not doing what it was able to do, I'm not saying this is a Superman miracle cure here, but it's maintaining what your body is supposed to be doing for itself. And one of the biggest things that I enjoy about this, you remember it was big and fashionable for, gosh, more than a decade, chelation therapy, get rid of those toxins and this, that, and the other. Well, that's kind of faded out now. But I extremely enjoy what Extendivite does with limiting and eliminating the toxins in your body, especially in your liver. Why is that so important?
Well, if you don't get the toxins out of your liver can't handle the toxins that are in your body, and they dump them back into your arteries as different things, like peroxide, and they do more damage than free radicals. And your LDL has no protection from the peroxide, so it gets stuck in your arteries, and you slowly start having a problem build up.
Well, and your arteries is the biggest carrier of any blood in your body. Those start to restrict. What do you think is happening to the rest of the system?
Yeah, and the arteries are all muscles. They're the ones that are doing all of the contracting. They pump your blood more than your heart does. So, you know, you need to keep them in good shape.
I didn't know that.
Well, your heart pumps to your lungs. And then from there, you know, I think 40% covers the body. That's why if you... like you're in the water and you're drowning, you're getting hypothermia, your heart will try and protect the major organs and just the core of your body,
right.
And the rest of it just won't happen. The blood just won't flow there. They'll try and keep it warm in the...
So which one is priming which one? Is the heart doing the primer? Or, what? You know, so you basically have two pumps going.
Well, your heart has two sides, the left and right aorta, and yes, it pumps a lot of blood out through the body, but mostly it has to pump the blood through the lungs in order to pick up the oxygen to pump it back out into the body. So it's bringing the bad blood in and putting the fresh blood out, and it runs through your lungs for the oxygen, but your arteries are like muscles. You see, you don't get cholesterol and plaque buildup in your veins because your veins are... circulation. You know how I talk about how your heart doesn't pump below your knee, your calf muscles designed to get your blood out of your feet. Well, it's the same thing. Your heart is basically pumping the blood into the lungs, getting the oxygen, sending it back out through the arteries. The arteries, they get built up with plaque because they're like a muscle. And so, you know, like your skin, for instance, you cut yourself, you get a scab. the scab heals and goes away. Well, inside of your body, you cut your artery or you damage your artery. The cholesterol comes along as a Band-Aid until your body can repair that. But with the diet we're eating today, we're not getting the nutrients that we need in our food. I mean, if you just look up food, weapons of mass destruction, since the 20s when we've done factory farming, the quality of our food and the nutrients have gone way downhill. So we're not getting what we need. That's why some people live longer and some people don't, because some people just are able to live on what we have, but others are overwhelmed by the toxins.
Well, and that you know, it's... I think I missed my calling. I was told when I was younger I'd probably make a great doctor, a good policeman, or a good father, or maybe even a priest. Well, I don't know about the priest part, but you know, I am thoroughly amazed with all the information that's out there about diet, nutrition, and this, that, and the other. You know, I'm looking at the FDA going hand over fist after homeopathic. So far, we've got 80 homeopathic guys that have died mysteriously. Now, I don't want to float the theory out there that it's the FDA or the drug manufacturers or maybe a combination of the food people and the drug people, but 80 homeopathic doctors dying under mysterious circumstances, wow. Somebody is afraid of people being healthy, and the ones I can think of would be the drug companies themselves. So,
yeah, well, in 1961, the drug company stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America only, and in 1963 started writing the textbooks that the doctors learned by. I think I've said that 1,000 times, but it is amazing. I mean, if a doctor was to work with natural medicine, he could lose his license to practice. Now, in Ontario, where I live, in Ontario, Canada, in December of 2000, doctors here are allowed to work with natural medicine without persecution, but they still don't know a lot about it, and they haven't taken the time to go back to school to study it.
Well, folks, we don't have the Fountain of Youth here.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay. All right, I'll let you make that claim to the government in Ontario.
Sure. Well, actually, because I have a natural product number, I'm allowed to make certain claims. And, you know, that was the whole idea of putting that. That's like a DIN. So instead of being a drug, though, it's a natural product number.
And what are you allowed to say by law?
I'm allowed to... Do you know something? When I went through all of that... rigmarole with the with Health Canada from March until early September of this year, they never said boo about anything on my website. They never said boo about the testimonials, about anything that we mentioned there. They never said a word. That was never an issue. So I think I'm allowed to say just about anything except the C word. I really can't say the C word.
Oh, are we talking C... U R E?
Yeah.
Can't say the C word. Yeah. Okay.
I can't say the C word.
All right. Well, we're not curing anything. We're just optimizing a system that there's nothing left to cure. If everything is working the way it should.
That's right. We're just cleaning out the path and getting the body working better. We're killing the yeast in the gut and getting the metals out of the liver that the government's put in. And we're just allowing you to live longer and draw your old age pension or Social Security until you decide it's time to leave. But the government's trying to get us out of there before then.
Well, it's often been said, your health, money, you know, the most important thing, money can't buy you health, folks. And you know what? There's one thing that once that does go, we take for granted a lot of things in our lives because it's there on a daily basis. You know, you get used to it. You expect it. But when things start to go south, that's when you got problems. Well, how about heading off the problems, paying attention to a few of the symptoms you have right now, and heading those problems off? Let me take this commercial break, Don. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don Wiskin, Extendivite, heartdrop.com. I don't know what you folks are waiting for. To drop dead? Then it'll be too late. Enjoy the life and enjoy it to its fullest. Be healthy.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back. A little announcement here. I'm going to have Tom Lacovera on in about 10 minutes. Talk about the Bundys. Unless you haven't heard there, Don Wiskin, the Bundy trial, it's done and over with.
And I think I read on your site they made out pretty good.
Yeah, they did. So I'll have Tom Lacovera up in about 10 minutes to talk about that. Look, folks, I've been telling you this for a long time. How many, and let me just ask a rhetorical question from you, because if you said something, I wouldn't be able to hear you. How many times have you thought about doing this and you found a reason not to? Well, life is choices. And the good thing about this is the choice is still open. You can feel better, operate better, not have lingering problems associated with toxic buildups and restricted blood flows and oxygen starvation in your brain and all that stuff, Don. I want these people, if they've thought about it before and never did it, do it. Do it now. Anything that we can tell them?
Well, we can tell them that it's really easy to do it because you can just go to heartdrop.com and you can order it from there and we'll mail it to you. Or you can go to Amazon and get it even faster. So we've made it as easy as we can make it to put it in your hands.
Well, I noticed that your phone number is not prominent on the website.
No, it's not prominent on the website. It is there under Contact Us. You know, people can call. It's also on the purchase page.
Okay.
So if somebody went and looked at our purchase page, the 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822. It's kind of buried in all of the other stuff telling you that we don't share your information, we don't sell your name, we don't do any of that stuff, and yeah, but it's there.
Because there's a portion of our audience out there, I've discovered, that don't have computers, and they're lucky if they got the old-style flip-flop phone. So, you know, their only way of contacting, they can't go up on the web to Amazon or anything else. Just give them a call, folks, 877-928-8822. And you people internationally, we got a lot of you out there as well. You can ship anywhere, is that correct?
I can, and we do. And international would be 011-613-376-6229. That's 011-613-376-6229. A lot of our international customers actually buy it on heartdrop.com, and we're really pleased to have them. We're getting quite a few from Australia now as well, so that's nice. They have the TSA down there, so because we have an NPN, we don't have any problems getting into their country.
Good. The website, again, folks, is heartdrop.com. The numbers as follows, in case you missed them, 877-928-8822. Or you international guys, 011-613-376-6229. And, Don, you have a good remainder of the year. Have a Merry Christmas, so we can say that on this network, and say hi to your wife, Babs.
Well, I will, John. Thank you very much, and I hope your listeners decide that to give you a Christmas gift of more support, and that's all we can ask for.
Well, and I'll tell you what, many hands make for light work. I can attest to that. Don Wiskin, thank you so much. Thank you for sticking with us, going through thick and thin, hell and high water, to keep your product out there and available for the public, not backing down against the government and their wish list. They wished we'd all go away. But, you know, continued success with Extendivite. And, folks, like I said, if you've been thinking about doing this, do yourself a favor. Give this thing a shot. Watch what happens to your health. And, again, Don, Merry Christmas to you, Happy New Year, and my best to your wife.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you, John, and your staff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. He's been sponsoring this network for more than a decade, folks. There's a reason why the guy's still around. He's got a product that works, and he's just there all the time. So we're going to be there until everybody on this planet gets extendivited. All right, coming up, as promised, in just a couple of minutes, hopefully right after this break, I'll have Tom Lacovera coming up. And he was right. He was on the program the other day. He said, it looks like this thing might get thrown out. He was with me, what, Monday? And he said, this thing may get thrown out. Well, lo and behold, here it is, Wednesday. And the Bundys are going to have one heck of a Christmas. I can guarantee you that. There's some people that have gone down during this. LaVoy Finicum, the Day of Justice, will that fall, the sword of Damocles fall on an FBI agent's head that shot him? We'll not know right off. Hopefully that's going to be the case. But at least the Bundys are out. The torture is over, and I'll have to ask Tom this. I don't think they can be retried again. So this is it. Gone, done, over with. They stood up, they stood fast, and they're still there. That is a good success story. I like that. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me.
All right, we are back. Tom Lacovara.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Well, the more I read about this, this is not a lock. It's not absolutely done. The judge has scheduled a tentative
plea. Clifton, front office, Clifton.
Tentatively, a new trial to begin February 26th.
Tentatively, that is if the judge doesn't declare a mistrial, and the likelihood of her a mistrial with prejudice, the likelihood of her not doing that, I just can't fathom it. Most of the other people that I've spoken to can't either. At this point, we kind of have an opinion going on that she may be spreading out these victories into smaller victories, so there's not one massive celebration. She's kind of tempering it. With all of the Brady and Giglio violations and the exculpatory evidence that was withheld, and much of which has been proven to be shredded, you can't bring shredded evidence into a trial. Therefore, you can't have another trial that's fair. So it's really, yeah, it's not determined in concrete, but I'm not seeing any way out of it. And, you know, that's my outlook.
Well, and potentially exculpatory evidence.
Yep.
But we don't know what they have shredded.
Doesn't matter. They shredded evidence that one agent, at least one of their agents, the one lead agent in charge, stated that they had exculpatory evidence, and And we don't know. That's exactly right. We don't know what they shredded, and therefore that evidence can't be reconstructed and given to the defense to mount a credible defense at a trial. Therefore, the government really screwed the pooch on this one, and I don't see how they could possibly retry this, because the main argument in front of a jury, if I was sitting on a jury, John, if I didn't know any of these people, and I was sitting on a jury and I found out that the government had 4 or 5 bags of shredded information and their lead agent had stated that there was exculpatory evidence that was withheld, it's a no-brainer. Nobody got killed. It's a no-brainer. It's a not guilty verdict. Just if I was a juror, completely removing myself from the situation. It's in any trial, in any circumstance, anywhere in America, if I were a juror. So I'd just leave that to the public's mind. What do you think?
Well, this is the second mistrial.
Yeah.
This is the second one. So, yeah. You know, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't quote you chapter and verse here, but double jeopardy?
Well, this is the first Bundy trial for these defendants in Nevada. So it wouldn't be – well, I don't know. I don't know how that would work. I'd have to talk to Larry Klayman or my brother or somebody and ask them their advice on that. But I do know a little bit about evidence, and I do know a little bit about the Brady and Giglio violations, and I don't see how they could move forward. That's why the with prejudice comes in, because the judge now has to determine how this trial, if they're going to retry because of the mistrial, how they could possibly move forward without being able to present this evidence. Because that's going to be, she's not going to be able to withhold that from a new jury that there was evidence destroyed. They have evidence of the evidence being destroyed.
Well, and this is what she said. The federal prosecution had failed to disclose information in 5 areas: records about surveillance and snipers at the Bundy Ranch, unredacted FBI logs about activity at the ranch in the days around the standoff, threat assessments about the Bundys dating to 2012, internal affairs reports about the BLM. Any guess about how much of that's been done away with?
Well, I saw bags of it, and there was just little tiny pieces that they were able to piece together to make sure that it was, in fact, it did come from this investigation. It was there's no doubt that they shredded a bunch of evidence that was important. The question is here is when the government is conducting an investigation and an operation and they're producing documents, every single time a document is produced, that becomes the property of the people. It's not up to an agent or a supervisor or the attorney general, for that matter, to decide to destroy it. You know, they can redact it, they can withhold it, they can be compelled to present it by a judge, but they cannot destroy it. They have no right to destroy it. So when they do that, now not only have they violated the law, but the prosecutor knew that this occurred, and the prosecutor withheld it from the jury and the judge in this case. There may be some people that may be in some very deep trouble when this is out. Now, I know that's – people say, yeah, well, we've seen these folks get in trouble a million times. Look at Hillary Clinton in the emails. But these folks aren't at Hillary's level. And these folks have made some major violations and at very least should be disbarred for doing so, because it was completely unethical what they did. So that's why I say I will be absolutely shocked if she doesn't declare it with prejudice come January. Now, Cliven, of course, he's still in jail because he's sticking to his principle. He could have gotten out, but didn't get out because he said he will not get out unless he's not going to get out on the conditions and on the ankle monitor. On principle, he will either walk out a free man or he won't, period. It's incredible fortitude, well, in my opinion.
Okay, but so that means it's not going to be a Merry Christmas for him?
That means it's not going to be a Merry Christmas for him. That's correct. He's not going to sign away his rights for privileges and conditions. He's just not going to do it. And that's part of the pretrial release gobbledygook. You have to agree not to not to meet with other defendants unless it's with your lawyers. And but this is his kids that he's talking about. He's not going to agree to it. On principle, he's just not going to agree to it.
And I wonder if they'd have enough respect for the man to go, okay, we'll let you know if there's going to be a retrial.
Well, they had the opportunity to do that today, and the judge didn't do it. So that's the latest I've heard, is that the judge is going to determine that, I think, early January.
All right. Hey, guess who I have here? Eric Jones. Hello, Eric.
Hey.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to throw in 2 cents to fill in a little gap there. Double jeopardy means that a defendant or an accused cannot be tried twice for the same crime. But when it's a mistrial, in the eyes of the system, it doesn't count as a full trial. So that
right.
doesn't go into the first click on your double jeopardy clock. You know, if you get a full trial with a verdict, then they can't try you on that same offense again, no matter what. But since it
right.
is a mistrial, they kind of get as many bites at the apple as they want. I agree with Tom. I cannot see them wanting. I think they want to clean this up and make it go away. Otherwise, they're going to make martyrs out of the Bundys. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, appreciate
yep.
it, Eric.
Thank you. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
So the question is if it's going to be with or without prejudice. That's going to be the determination that the judge is now taking time. I don't know why. I can understand. I think what they're doing is they're tempering the celebrations. I think that's what they're doing with this, that they're going to try and kind of just ease on back out of this.
So where does this leave the Hammonds?
Well, that's another fight. I would, if I were them, attempt post-conviction relief, but there are some folks that are talking to them about that. Some of this is exactly what the Hammonds were basically terrorized by means of economic warfare, and harassment and all kinds of other things that, you know, may not have been as easy to believe prior to the evidence in this case coming out of such blatant malfeasance and laws, out-and-out laws that were broken by the federal government. Their own rules were broken. So now, you know, it's a different environment now. Maybe the tide is turning a little bit. I can only hope so, but post-conviction relief is the way they need to go now, because they agreed to. It's the same way with the situation with me. You know, I had to decide whether I wanted to fight for a couple years or whether I wanted to get home to my wife as fast as possible. So now, in light of the situation that we have in both Bunkerville and what's come out in the Oregon trials, I very well may seek post-conviction relief. Because, you know, when the government becomes unlawful, it's the duty and not just a right, but the duty of the people to restore constitutional government.
Yeah, but we're not talking Andy Hardy's dad, the judge here, Judge Hardy.
No.
We're talking about a federal judge.
Yeah.
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 Well,
I know.
Okay.
Right. I'm aware. It's post-conviction relief is the way forward.
All right. Well. Partially good news, then.
Yes, very much so.
All right. Well, it very well may be. I mean, because you had this thing nailed. You said today that jury was going to be excused and not called back. Mistrial mm-hmm. declared today. Mm-hmm. Found out, and even we had a little bit of honesty from an FBI guy saying, there's a lot of evidence that was withheld. Mm-hmm. That's most important for defense attorneys, unless you don't know, folks. It's called discovery.
Yep.
And it limits the surprises the government can spring on through their prosecuting attorneys. Not even fair right out of the gate. And again, the issue here is not being addressed. This is kind of a thing, Tom, that this is a doppelganger off of a mistake that was already made by the federal government with not ceding these lands back for the use and enjoyment of the respective states. That issue,
right, which,
that issue
yes.
is still there.
Well, it is, but you know that was argued during this trial, and they are escaping. I look at this. You made a very good point. I'm looking at this as a half victory for the federal government and half for the Bundys, in that a decision and a determination made in this trial by a jury stating, you know what, that was state property, or that was the, you know, their rightful land under grazing rights and all of that, the federal government had no authority, would have been a strong cannon shot. And so they may have saved their own hindquarters by not saving their own hindquarters, so to speak.
Wow. You know, when you realize you're up to your eyeballs here in stuff, you can do one of two things. You can hold your nose and go deeper, or you can get out of the stuff. It looks like the government has an opportunity here without too much egg on its face, because this trial has not been widely publicized nationwide.
Mm-mm.
And you will see very little on this carried on any news services, any news wires. So you may be correct here, Tom. This might be a whittling down of the effect that we're just going to give up on this. To say nothing, anybody suggest how much money has been spent on these two trials?
Millions, at least millions. We don't know how many, but between the operation, the trial, all of that, millions of dollars have been spent. And I want to note to our listeners that it was determined that Clive and Bundy did not, in fact, owe the millions of dollars that they claimed that he owed. It came out in this trial that he only owed, they could only figure out, their accountant could only figure out $8,000 worth of actual fees that he owed. So,
but you know what's still being carried on the AP today? Millions of dollars in grazing fees that the Bundys didn't pay.
And I should also note that I am collecting the information on every news reporting outlet that is falsely reporting that. I'm putting that information together, and I'm handing it over to the Bundys' attorneys in the next few days. With the recommendation that they file civil lawsuits for slander, defamation of character.
Ooh,
going
after the fake news.
Yes, that's what my plan has been for the past couple months.
Well, good
for
you.
I've been putting that information together one link at a time, and at just about every major news source, aside from maybe Fox News, they kind of went a little squirrely. But they did report it's alleged that, whereas a lot of other of the left-leaning news reporting agencies, they reported it as absolute fact without fact-checking or having any evidence to support it. And we know how that goes.
Yeah, oh, don't we ever. Well, Tom, you're going to be on the airwaves tonight on your own program, correct?
I will,
9 p.m.? All right. Well, folks, tune in and get a little bit more. And, Tom, when are they going to allow you to get your hat and get the hell out of Oregon?
I knew that they probably wanted me here and not anywhere near Nevada while this was going on. So I'm probably thinking sometime after Christmas, I'm hoping.
Okay.
If anybody wants to support the effort, it's paypal.me/RTRTruthMedia. We're coming back stronger than ever when I get out of here. We're kind of half in, half out. But when I get out, we're going to come back stronger than ever, so
right.
I appreciate the support.
And all of what has been set in place for once you get to Arizona, all that's still intact, right?
So far, it looks good.
Okay, good deal. All righty. Well, looking forward to getting you back on the airwaves.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Well, good news tempered with a little bit of not-so-good news, but you know what? I think he's right. I think they're going to throw this thing out in February. How can you continue when you find out that the investigators, and I'm sure the prosecution knew it as well, what evidence is being withheld? So without a major black eye, well, you got one black eye right now. Do you want to go for two and look like Rory or the raccoon? Go right ahead. And to say nothing at the expense of trying to put these people in jail, and then it turns out that Ryan Bundy, by their own calculations, was it millions of dollars, $8,000? I'm sorry? Cliven. Thank you. What did I say? Ammon? Okay. Excuse me. Thank you, Mikey. So we will see how this turns out. But I can tell you one thing. It took a lot of guts to stand up to this. But the Bundys, they saw that they didn't have any other option. They were the last of the Mohicans, if you will. Many other ranchers were run out. And that was, I do believe, to my dying day, I still believe this, that this was just an eradication so they could take the property over and do with it what they will. So, we will see. Paul Craig Roberts chimed in on what Trump has done. And I don't know how you people feel about Donald Trump. There's some of the stuff that he does is good, then you look at it and go, some of this is really, really bad. Well, Paul Craig Roberts evidently is not a big Trump fan. He's not a Trumpet, so to speak, but he does maintain his objectivity when talking about Trump, and he delves into the stuff, and he does it in style. We'll cover that after this break.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What do we make of Trump's national security speech? First of all, it's the military security complex's speech, and it's been inconsistent with Trump's intention of normalizing relations with Russia. The military security complex, using Trump's position as president, has defined Russia and China as revisionist powers. Washington's rivals, who seek to put their own national interest ahead of Washington's unilateralism, Russia and China are revisionist powers because their assertion of their national interest limits Washington's hegemony. In other words, Washington doesn't accept the validity of other countries and their interests if those interests are contrary to Washington's interests. So how does Trump expect to work with Russia and China when he reads a speech that Russia and China seek to shape the world antithetical to our interests and values? Our values means, of course, Washington's dominance. Now, Trump begins by honoring the military, the police, Homeland Security, and the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. In other words, America first means domination by Washington over the citizenry as well as over foreign countries. The Duran recommends using WP engine to speed up. Never mind. Trump then cloaks himself in the American people who voted to make America great again. The Trump speech picks up on Israel lobby's line about a bad deal with Iran and asserts that previous administrations tolerated ISIS when in fact they created it and set it upon Libya and Syria. Then he attacks environmental protection and complains of illegal aliens while ignoring the refugees Washington wars imposed on Europe. In an era of neoconservative celebration of the U.S. world hegemony, Trump accuses predecessors of losing confidence in America. This is extraordinary. When a country's entire foreign policy is based on the assumption that it is the exceptional and indispensable country, how is a loss of confidence? How is that? It's a massive arrogance and hubris is what it is. And the problem is not a loss of confidence by the rulers, but an overbearing hubris, if you will. Well, then Trump claims that through him, America again rules the nation. He says now that Washington is serving the citizens, looking at a tax bill, he must mean that citizens consist of the 1%. He next associates making America first with more money for the military. Improve your skills, better your prospects, and make more money with training. God, I hate when they do this. At any rate, scrap that last sentence. Then he blames Iran for terrorism, something that Iran lives in fear of, but he does not mention Saudi Arabia's support for terrorism or that the U.S. military security complex, which encourages terrorism as a weapon against Iran and Russia, as also as an excuse for its massive budget and power. The military is crumbling. We're in bad shape. We're going to make it great again. We just gave the military-industrial complex $700 billion. I'm in agreement here with Ron Paul. You shut down all these military bases worldwide that we're in right now, and you'd have enough money to redo the entire military, modernize it, do what is necessary to have a viable military in this country. Not one to be used against its own citizens or illegally against citizens around this globe, folks. World's policemen? Yeah. And policing for whom? And how does that work for the respective countries that, well, we've policed?
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.